BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Hello there. On today's podcast, it's a good one. More song lyrics that clearly never happened. Did Adele really set fire to the rain? Not possible. Never happened. Also, Chris, I do some spontaneous market research in the Radio 1 office as we try to create the perfect cologne, which smells of our show. Only thanks for really messing up for me.
I just feel it's all going a bit too well so far.
Thanks very much.
We need to do something funny about it.
Yeah, you'll hear what he did on this podcast. And what about if Rita Ora met her biggest superfan, but it's actually Chris, and she doesn't know? Superfan Steve is back. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. It's going to be good today. After three, Rita Ora meets superfan Steve.
It's so hard doing this. Also, I thought this would be the one that they would realise what's going on.
Nope. So Rita did her live lounge and then she came through to this studio and we recorded a thing where she has to answer questions about herself against, well, what we tell her is her super fan, which is you.
Yeah.
On the phone in another room. And awkward levels high.
Oh, it's terribly cringe, but people seem to like this.
I still don't
really understand why you love it, Scott.
I love it so much. It's my favourite thing.
I was DJing in Carlisle on Friday night and people more talking to me about Superfan Steve than really anything else.
I told you.
It's odd, isn't it?
I told you.
Steve. So say you, Steve.
That's
what people want you to do.
Say Steve.
Say Steve.
So Rita meets her Superfan Steve, actually Chris, at 3:10. Before that, 1:40, more examples of lyrics that never happened. Like, was Anne-Marie really dancing on the hood in the middle of the woods of an old Mustang? No, she wasn't. And bangers as well at 2:40. It's all coming up. Now my tune of the week, which is new. It's a guy that we know called Nathan Dorr. You're a big fan.
Yeah, I love Nathan. And also, we've kind of supported him in a weird kind of way for a long time. He was warm-up DJ on a gig in Zante. I remember that you were DJ and I was just coming along for the fun of it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's really worked his way up to get to the point where we're playing this song today. It's kind of cool to support him like that.
Apparently, I read that he's been a DJ since primary school. I read that on the press release and then I realised, well, so have I.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although you two are very, very different people. Nathan Dorr has got a lot of fans as well. You made that sound like that you haven't.
Right.
No, he's... there's kind of like a groundswell around this guy at the moment.
Yeah. I'd like to inform you it was the Crestwood School Disco 2 years in a row they had me on, actually.
Scott Mills.
I said last week on the show, by this time next year, everyone in the world will have a podcast. I hope this is being recorded because we can play it back in November next year and everyone will realise I was right. So your mum will, my mum will.
Yeah.
Your auntie Trees will.
Why are you making it personal to?
My dad will. What would my dad's be?
Our mums doing a podcast
together,
I reckon, could be a hit. We should consider that.
I should be writing that down.
That's not a bad idea.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Well, because by the time everyone's got their own podcast, you've got to move on to the relatives of that person, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
So we might as well be ahead of the curve.
I see that George Ezra, he's got a podcast. Like I said, everyone's got one.
Has he?
Got Elton John on it. Look at that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Scott Mills. Radio 1. The comments on my Twitter thread about lyrics that never happened is amazing. Wayne correctly points out that Ed Sheeran in no way drove at 90 down country lanes and remained unhurt. Also, in a Mini Cooper, wouldn't handle country lanes and is extremely dangerous. Never happened. Also, Sophie is really struggling to believe that the chain smoker's got a mattress in the back of a Rover.
True.
Never happened. Oh, apparently another station have been doing this at the weekend. Yeah, we've been doing it for about a year now, so...
Thieves.
Yeah. Shameless, isn't it?
Nah, it's disgusting behaviour, Scott.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Craig, what's your lyric that never happened?
So the Benny Blanco, Halsey and Kelly song is quite a big offender where they go, she met him on the east side where the sun don't set. Never happened, Han.
Never happened, Han!
And also where they go on about driving down the back streets in a black Corvette. Ho!
Blue Corvette, wasn't it?
Blue Corvette, sorry. Hey. Yeah, blue, ho.
Well, that could have happened.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose that might have happened. But the first bit definitely didn't.
Yeah.
Which city does the sun not set?
Exactly. Breaking news, the sun does set everywhere at one point.
Yeah, it does. He used to meet me on the east side
in the city where the sun don't set. Never happened!
Every day you know where we ride through the back streets in a blue Corvette.
I'd never noticed that one before.
quite like that song as well. That's the problem.
Yeah. Has it ruined it for you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sammy?
Hello?
What's the one that annoys you then?
Shawn Mendes, Lost in Japan. He's a couple of hundred miles from Japan.
Yeah.
He just happens to be, like, in the sea.
What sea?
The China Sea.
Have you worked this out geographically?
Yeah, I actually went onto a map site.
Why?
And checked it out. And I knew, I mean, my geography's not that brilliant, but I knew that it was an island. So, unless
yeah,
you put
a
seaplane. A
couple of hundred miles, does that not land you in South Korea?
Oh, we might be on the edge of Korea.
But your calculations, he's in the sea.
He's in the sea. Exactly not.
So, yeah, he's definitely in the China Sea. Also, in this song, he's like, I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Well, how are you going to do that? You got plans tonight. I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan. In the sea, Shawn Mendes.
The sea, never happened.
Never happened. Hey, Nicole.
Hiya.
What's your never happened?
TLC, no scrubs.
Oh, throwback. Okay, what happened in that then?
There was nobody hanging out the passenger side of the best friend's ride trying to holler at the TLC girls.
That's entirely plausible, isn't it?
Of course, but...
It could happen, but you're saying it's unlikely to have happened.
Yeah, like, not as often as what they're making out.
Also, did Adele really call 1,000 times? Probably not.
Never happened.
Also, going back in time a little bit, Paolo Nutini definitely does not have a pencil full of lead from Nathan, this is. Everyone knows that pencils have graphite in them due to the lead toxicity levels. Wow, that's a word that I never knew I couldn't say, but I can't.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Got to wait for the grower at the end. I heard some people on Radio 1 at the weekend not waiting for it. It really annoyed me.
Yeah, it's just the old class, Scott. That's always wait for the growl.
Got to wait for the growl. Let the song end, you know? Little Mix, Nicki Minaj, Woman Like Me on Radio 1. Coming up, Sigala again and Mumford & Sons. This feature brings every single song lyric into question, doesn't it?
It does.
It really does. I was born without a zip on my mouth. Who is born with an actual zip on their mouth, though?
Scott Mills.
We haven't chatted about this for a while, but I am very keen on making our own signature perfume. Aftershave, a scent, cologne.
Well, you gave it the green light to try and actually get this thing sorted for Christmas so that we could give it away to someone.
One person will smell unlike anybody else. They will smell of this show because we're going to give a bottle of this perfume away. So I've asked our intern to go and do some market research in the Radio 1 office using people's noses. Do you remember we had a guy on called Francois the Nose?
Francois the Nose. He was the best.
He is an actual nose. His job is to sniff out the best scents.
Yeah, so he's used to working with companies that make perfumes.
Yeah.
Because he knows exactly, he can get all the smells in there, he can form the perfumes exactly right.
So he's given us a choice of three. And now we've got to narrow it down to which one people like the most. So our intern went to the Radio 1 office to do some market research. Now, I've not heard these yet, but let's see what they thought. Here's smell A.
We're going to give you A, B and C, and you just have to tell us what they remind you of, whether you buy them.
I hope it's nothing Christmassy. I hate Christmas.
Are you for real?
That is grim. What is that?
Is this a fragrance that I would buy and smell like?
Yeah.
Nah, I think I'm all right.
Smells like my gran.
If I went round to an old people's home, I'd get that smell in the corridor.
My dad used to go fishing, and I feel like it smells like his fishing kit.
Oh, that is so cheesy or fishy. I mean, that's like going in a fish market.
What, has someone got their lunch around here? Because that smells like tuna.
That absolutely honks. It's like someone vomited in a potpourri.
You know when you leave something in the fridge for too long and it kind of infects everything else?
It honestly reminds me of rubbish. Rubbish that you'll find in the bin.
So that's
right.
Scent A.
What is going on? Because it didn't smell like that when I smelled it when Francois the Nose brought it in.
No, but we must have different noses to everyone else.
Well, it didn't smell like tuna or rubbish.
Would you like to hear how they reacted to scent B?
Really confused. Okay, yeah, all right, go.
That's like incense. I feel like I'm going to like a yoga place.
smells a bit like standard deodorant, like men's gym afterwards.
I'd be very disappointed if I got that.
That is like a business salesman who's like knocking on your door.
It's like a little bit maybe lavender or something.
I feel like there's a bit of fruit in there or something, but it's not the fruit for me.
Yeah, if someone smelled like that, I'd be like, yeah, take it or leave it.
I can't tell what that is.
Does it make you feel Christmassy?
No, it smells like a fart.
That's scent B.
I mean, it was better than scent A.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
But I'm not really feeling the love for it. However, would I wear the scent of a men's gym afterwards? Probably yes. But we do have a problem here because, like, people are not reacting in the way that I thought that they would. Like, it's generally quite negative.
Yeah, all right, I will confess here. So what I thought would be funnier is to, because you were tasking the intern with going out and delivering three what were very nice scents.
Yes.
I thought it'd be funnier to just get people in the office to sniff really off things. And it was. It
Why?
Was much better. Well, because it was just boring otherwise. So they did sniff one good perfume, like kept one of them normal, and they liked that one. But I just thought, we're on Radio 1, sniffing perfumes is boring.
Right, but you're not helping my idea come along here at all, are you?
Well, to be fair, it does narrow it down to one.
Did you use any of the ones that Francoise the Nose gave
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I used one that Francoise the Nose gave to us, and people, yeah, people seem to like that one. Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
Oh, that's very strong.
That's the one I could smell from across the desk.
Okay, so this, out of all three that you've given me, this is the only one that smells like a fragrance.
That's the best of all.
And that's like proper perfume, like you spray on yourself in the airport.
It's kind of a bit like an orange. It's also a bit like toothpaste.
My sinuses are clearing.
That's a lad smell all over. That's a lad that really wants to pull on a night out and a bit of desperation.
Spray it all over your flat. If you just had like a fox attack in the bins, just spray it everywhere.
I'd definitely wear this.
How much would you pay for it?
Like, if it was in its purity, I think I'd go up to 120. I like my scents.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah.
120 quid.
So, yeah, all right, the market research didn't really happen.
Right. What were the other two?
Fish paste and egg mayo.
Brilliant, thanks for that.
Scott Mills.
I really enjoy when songs have facts in them. Because I didn't know that. Saying it's more than 65%, but I don't like to argue. That was Slaves and Magnolia on BBC Radio 1. Do you remember when professional perfume smeller Francois the Nose off of France came in? He did have a cold. That could be the problem here. Maybe he wasn't smelling correctly, because I don't like those reactions. This girl.
My sinuses are clearing.
Vapo rub wasn't the smell I had in mind. Also, but I do quite like this name.
That's a lad smell all over. That's a lad that really wants to pull on a night out and a bit of desperation.
It's a good name, that.
Desperation.
Imagine that on the advert, like in French. Desperation.
Scott Mills.
David.
How's it going?
Oh, okay, good.
You're there, David.
What are you saying, Chris?
What are you saying, Chris?
I'm good, man. Did you have a good weekend, David?
Yeah, it was good, mate, yeah.
Why?
Just because it was. I wasn't at work, so it was spot on.
Okay, cool. Whereabouts are you?
Northeast of Scotland, Elgin.
Okay. I'm going to Glasgow later this week.
Oh, well, it's about 4 hours away, like, but...
Oh, yeah, I know that, but, I knew that you're a big fan of Glasgow Rangers, though.
Oh, I, yeah.
See, David, I know everything, yeah?
Oh, I.
Who do you normally pick on bangers?
Chris.
Straight up.
Excellent. Okay. Right. So here's what's going to happen from now on, okay? As of tomorrow, I'm going to answer the calls. So when you ring up on 03700 100 100...
Oh, but hang on. Are you claiming that I'm answering the calls here?
No, I'm just saying that this
is... There's a lady I spoke to.
It's a lady called Elizabeth. She's very nice.
This guy's great.
But... this is unfair because everyone just goes, Chris. Yeah, there's not even any...
My phone might die, yeah, so...
He gets better.
Whoa. Okay. All right, David, will you choose the bangers today? Scott, what have you got?
All right, David, well, I hope your phone doesn't die. Secretly do. Here's what I've got.
What?
What's your problem?
None.
This is amazing. This guy's like...
He says less than Superfan Steve. Okay, well, I've chosen... Obvious by Anne-Marie.
Cool. Or you can have my bag of choice A, which is this.
I'm not playing
Scott?
It.
Scott? No? So what are you going to choose, David?
You're just waiting for my phone to die, aren't you?
Oh, no. This is Chris's.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Well, go with Alice, DJ.
Right. Is your phone dead yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's gone. We never found out his decision.
No, you haven't cut him off, though, have you?
He's gone.
That's.
He did say his phone might die.
I don't know. That's harsh if that's what you've done there.
Not really, David. What's your choice?
Chris. Yeah. Oh, DJ. Yeah. Boy, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe that dinosaurs do not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Well, that went incredibly well, didn't it, for everybody? First of all, that's not Alice DJ, and
yeah, but
secondly,
I never said it was.
Secondly, my song isn't called Obvious by Anne Marie; it's called Friends.
Oh, is that what you said? Did you say it was called Obvious?
Like, Obvious by Anne Marie. Not, it's not. It's Friends. Marshmallow,
oh,
Anne Marie.
No, that's terrible when that happens. The kind of thing my mum might do, where she just says the lyrics in a song as the title.
Yeah.
And actually, normally that annoys you. normally that annoys you. Yeah. I love David. What a legend.
Chris.
I liked the bit where it went, is your phone dead yet?
No, not yet.
You don't hear that often, do you?
But there are similarities between him and your alter ego.
Chris. Steve. Chris. Steve.
Scott Mills.
And in less than 20 minutes, it's the return of Superfan Steve. We put a pop star through to what they think is a massive, massive fan of theirs. And they answer questions about that pop star and see who knows the most, the pop star or the super fan. What we don't tell them is that the super fan, Steve, is actually Chris in the Radio 1 office next door. We fail to tell them that.
It's great. I've got all the answers to all the questions Scott asked them.
Yeah, so he's... I'm just going through all the questions in order, but Chris has got all the answers, so he will be able to chip in normally before the pop star, which freaks him out a bit. Like when Anne-Marie did it. Right, one more question. What does it say today on Anne-Marie's trousers?
Steve?
Logo.
How do you know?
Yeah. And then there was Charlie XCX. Name of the first person Charlie kissed?
Steve.
Charlie.
Go on, Steve.
Rob.
Okay, who is Steve? Who is Steve and how does he know so much?
There comes a point where they're like, how does he know that? And then there was the time when Steve argued with Zara Larsson about her height. How tall is Zara?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Steve.
Yes?
5'6".
Ah, I'm shorter. I'm 5'4".
No. Zara Larsson, 167 centimetres, 5'6".
Zara Larsson. Oh, see, it's great. People love this. But what about if Rita Ora was to meet Steve? It's coming up.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So, it's time for Superfan Steve. Rita Ora did a brilliant live lounge earlier. Grabbed her directly afterwards, and she thinks she's about to be put through to... a fan, but it's actually Chris, and he's got all the answers to the questions about Rita written down in the Radio 1 office next door. She doesn't know this, we don't tell him. First of all, though, I do an interview just to warm them up a bit. Rita Ora, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How was your live lounge experience?
It was amazing. Everything was amazing. People are just... It's good doing live lounge because it's nerve-wracking for a second, and once it's over, you're, like, really proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get a slight thing of like, phew, glad that's done?
Yeah, I feel like that right now.
But you do so many shows all over the world. What, yeah. How is it different?
Well, the thing is with Live Lounge, right, it just has a lot of history. And also, it doesn't go anywhere. It's always going to be on the internet. You can always play it back on Radio 1. It's something that, for me, is really substantial as a musician because you kind of can hear back on your own music and also, like, learn and perfect it. And there's some iconic Live Lounges. So, yeah. You know, you really want to give your best.
And do you listen to it back?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I do those. I buy the Live Lounge Christmas CD every year.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love it. It is good.
Especially when I'm on it.
Right.
I'm joking.
Especially if I'm featured.
No, but yeah, I love it. I love it. I love the whole idea of it.
And we're going to play from earlier, Let You Love Me, so you can hear it now.
Oh, yes.
Here's Rita Ora on Radio 1 from the Live Lounge. Yeah. I love that Rita Ora still buys CDs.
For the car, anyway.
True, it'll only be for the car.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so remember, this is not a guy called Steve, it's actually Chris, and he's got all the answers written down. That was Rita Ora and Let You Love Me from the Live Lounge.
Yay.
Excellent work, babes.
Thank you.
Right, so we do this thing on the show called Superstar versus Superfan. Oh. Now, we've spoken to a lot of Rita Ora fans, right? I'm saying like 50 or 60.
Oh.
And we have found someone that knows so much about you. His name is Steve. And he just loves you, okay? So I've got a series of questions here about you. Obviously, you should know the answer, but it's whether Steve can get in there first.
Got it. So I'm competing against Steve.
Yeah, but it's questions about you, so we're fine. Okay. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you're through to Rita.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, Rita.
How are you? Steve?
Rita.
Hi, can you hear me?
Steve.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, Steve. Right,
hello,
so,
Rita.
Steve, I've got a series of questions here. For Superstar versus Superfan with Rita Ora. What's your favourite thing that Rita's done so far?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
What did you like about that?
The bit where you, Steve, Rita, where you got kidnapped.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. That felt amazing.
Out of everything, yeah?
Steve?
All right, so Steve, what's going to happen is I've got a series of questions here about Rita, all right? So if you know the answer, you say your name, which is?
Steve.
And Rita, if you know it first, you say?
Rita.
Good. All right, are we ready? Let's go. One of Rita's earliest music releases was a track called Awkward, but who was it a duet with?
Steve.
Okay, Steve, go.
Steve, David.
Correct. Which primary school did Rita attend?
Rita.
Steve.
Yes, Rita?
St. Cuthbert's or St. Matthias Primary School.
Sorry, Steve, you missed out there. Rita Ora co-hosted... Steve, you still there?
Steve, yes.
Right, Rita Ora co-hosted BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards back in 2014, but how many outfit changes did she have?
Steve. Oh.
Go on, Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Four.
I actually don't know. I think you're right, Steve.
Yeah,
four it is.
Four, okay.
There were four.
Four, yeah. Definitely four, Steve, is it?
Steve, four.
Okay. What sauce did Rita Ora admit to carrying in her purse to spice up her meals?
Steve.
Okay.
Go, Steve.
Tabasco.
Yes! Wow!
You know loads.
That is awesome that you know that. Okay.
Wow, okay.
Let me try and get the
same one. Step up here, Rita.
Okay.
What does Rita's surname Ora mean in Albanian?
Rita.
Steve, Rita got there first.
I'm going to say, I mean, I obviously know. I'm just trying to tempt it a little bit. It means, like, what's the time? It's another word for, like, time.
Okay.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes, Steve?
Time.
Yes, but Rita's already answered that one. We'll go on to the next question, Steve, okay?
Steve, okay.
Rita was an X Factor judge in 2015, but who was her special celebrity co-judge at judges' houses in LA?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Meghan Trainor.
Great.
Correct.
What
is Rita Ora's shoe size? UK. Go on, Steve.
Go, Steve.
A UK size 6.
Wow. How do you know that? That's amazing. Thanks, Steve. Anyone that's listening, that's what I would like for Christmas.
Right. Back in 2009, Rita auditioned in front of Andrew Lloyd Webber for a chance to represent the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest. Bet you're glad that didn't happen. What song did she sing?
Steve.
Okay, Steve.
Get Here.
Yeah. I don't care how you get here.
And who is that by for an extra point, Steve?
Steve.
Yep.
Aletta Adams.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Wow, Steve. You are on fire.
What is Rita Ora's star sign?
Rita. I'm just going to do it just so I don't, like, completely fail this game.
Yeah.
Sagittarius.
Is correct. Was that your answer as well, Steve?
Steve, Sagittarius.
Yes, that's right. Rita's stylist uploaded a photo to Instagram of her enjoying room service with Cara Delevingne, but what was the pizza that they ordered?
Steve.
Yeah?
Pepperoni.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Well, it was like a cheesy pepperoni.
Okay.
But, I mean, Steve. There was some pepperoni on there.
Yes, Steve?
Pepperoni.
Yes. It's the correct answer.
Okay.
Cool. Rita.
Yes.
That's actually Chris, who works on our show.
Are you not joking me?
No.
Did you guys just do this to me on purpose?
Maybe, yeah.
Did you see how lovely, though, that was?
So good. Because, like, we've done this with Anne-Marie, with Zara Larsson, and with Charlie XCX, and Anne-Marie couldn't cope and actually was rolling on the floor.
I just couldn't. I tried to keep it together.
But however, you are, well, I knew this already, but you are the best pop star. Consummate professional. Because I was trying to even do eyes at you, like, what's this guy doing? But you held it together so good. And it was so awkward.
It was so... You don't understand. I'm sweating.
I know.
I just thought, like, this is very unusual for, like, you. Because you... I think, obviously, I don't know. I did not know what was going on.
No, but you handled it so well. Chris?
Yes.
Awkward for you too?
Chris, how did you do that? You need an Oscar, mate. God.
It's horrendous.
Also, how many times does someone have to say their name? It was like Steve. Steve.
Steve.
Yeah, it's our new fave thing to do. But
good job, man.
But
I actually
thought you might know about it, so I was like... I
didn't know anything about this.
Okay, good. Thank God.
I had no clue, but I mean, I am so proud of myself for not letting it loose.
Honestly... Like, in terms of keeping it together, that is the best one yet.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing, Rita.
Scott Mills.
Another weird superfan Steve there. Rich in Brum says, Steve is the best, but I'm worried that word's going to get round or Chris may die from cringe. But Rita was fabulous at keeping it together. I know. This is the worry that more and more people will get to know about it, won't they?
But when they don't know, they just can't risk it, can they? They can't risk saying something.
For me, this is the best bit of the convo. What's your favourite thing that Rita's done so far?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
What did you like about that?
The bit where you, Rita, where you got kidnapped.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
yeah, that was really fun.
Scott Mills.
Earlier on the show, we were doing song lyrics that never happened. It's proper popping off on Twitter. I'm a Twitter moment, Chris.
Yeah?
Who knew? Was John Legend breathing fine with his head underwater, though? Never happened. Adele, though, did you set fire to the rain, though? Never happened. Okay. Thanks for my spontaneous little mix theory test there.
Oh, no, don't do one with me.
Tacky Tacky's coming up. Name all of the artists. Don't look at the screen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tacky Tacky, bye.
Yeah. What I'm saying is,
oh, okay.
Though,
not even one, no?
No, what I'm saying...
Not even the main artist.
What I'm saying to you is, there should be some kind of theory test, shouldn't there?
Mm.
And it'd be interesting to see how...
Who passes
did.
That, yeah. And so, Tacky Tacky coming up, and that's by...
I can give you DJ Snake.
Oh, but... okay, that's good of you. Did you look at the screen, though, for that?
No.
Scott Mills.
Tacky Tacky... I think we should do this as a future game. Name all the featured artists because there's so many featured artists on so many songs. Chris, you could have had DJ Snake there.
Yeah, apart from Snake, who else?
You would have had a point for Selena Gomez.
Of course.
And Cardi B. And Ozuna. Probably would have never got that one. That was Tacky Tacky.
Scott Mills.
That was today's podcast. Now, we have been asking you lot to send in reviews at the end of the podcast and you have been sending them in. Remember to rate our podcast, give us as many stars as you feel we deserve, and leave a little review as well, because we might read yours out at the end of the podcast. Here's one.
This is a must for entertainment when on a beach in the sun, on a train, put on while washing up or doing the ironing. It makes any boring situation super funny. I keep mega lolling.
Oh, well, that's good. Thank you very much. So, as you hear, a very versatile show.
Scott and Chris's show is the funniest thing ever. download this podcast.
Yeah, you heard her. Download it.
I've listened to this podcast nearly every day for years now, and I'm still obsessed.
These are nice.
I love the reviews.
Yeah.
Scott Mills and Chris Stark are the best. Best podcast on the BBC.
I would say, though, that we're just preaching to the converted, though. If you're hearing this right now, you're hearing it on a podcast that you have downloaded.
And obviously, I am getting only the good ones read out because, I mean, who wouldn't love that?
Yeah.
It's an ego boost.
What we should say, though, is most important that you pass on this podcast. Mm. Make sure you tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Rate us. Give us a review because we might read it out. And, some stars, please, would be nice. Scott Mills.